You are now listening to the Master Jmehan podcast. Episode 6, Satanic Principle of Human Control, Number 1, To Have No Needs. If you have been ritualistically or scientifically abused, you should stop now and ask someone safe, whom you trust, to let them listen first, and then only listen in their company or if they deem it is safe for you. Some information might be triggering. If you are a minor, please consult your parents before continuing. This episode builds on the previous ones. Some podcast players, like many Luciferian chant spells, do things in reverse. If yours does, you should start at episode 1 and get the most out of this information as it builds upon itself. Or don't, and be confused. I have heard you say that the greatest aspect of Christian worship is their incredible gift of music. Christianity has so many beautiful hymns and amazing choirs. These songs fill the vaulted cathedrals and conference centers of Christianity with miraculous praises to our God and only King. He hears them and has said back, "The song of the righteous is a prayer unto me." For many, one of the favorite prayers of song is Annie Hawks's, "I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh." Today, we need him more than ever, because
abuse is a grievous sin. Any kind of abuse of women, children, or anyone is an abomination to the Lord. Those who perpetrate these hideous acts are not only accountable to the laws of man, but will also face the wrath of Almighty God.
I have faith that the Constitution will be saved by the righteous citizens of the United States who love and cherish freedom.
In coming days, we will see the greatest manifestations of the Savior's power that the world has ever seen. Between now and the time he returns with power and great glory, he will bestow countless privileges, blessings, and miracles upon the faithful.
All life has needs. They can be simple, such as food, water, and shelter. But in truth, they are deeper. We need nurture, protection, purpose, identity, love, forgiveness, and God, among many other needs. Needs are actually simple, and most noticeable to those who don't have them or need them. Need is a basic human tenet. And what Luciferians want us to need is their new normal. Let's step into the darkness, or as the Luciferians trigger, a little boy who can't be good should
just as well be made of wood.
We are in a cage.
Please, please make me into a real live boy. Please make me real.
To destroy a child's natural sense of need in order to force the child to only need what they are told to need, the child born into Satanism is placed inside a boring room with no sensory stimuli. The walls are usually flat gray, boring beige, or stark white. The child is left alone for hours or for the entire day with nothing to do but live inside their inner world. They come to believe and fear that this is their new normal reality. If the child makes any noise or begs to be released, they are beaten and told that their time in isolation must now be increased. They are told that they are weak and must learn to be strong. If necessary, straitjackets and incarceration can be used, just as was done anciently to the children of Egyptian royalty when they were mummy-wrapped to teach them to need nothing. The arms crossed in front of the chest were the sign of this. This is the same effect given in modern straitjackets. Why call them straight? Straight as opposed to what? The children of most of today's elite families are put through some form of this by their parents and royal grandmothers before being given over to their handlers later.
Rule Britannia, Britannia rule the waves. Britons never, never, never shall be slaves.
Generationally, these future leaders are taught that they must learn to not need others, but rely only on themselves and their internal resources, which in their case includes their inserted demon. This will make them strong, it is believed. The goal is to change the God-given need to walk the road back to Eden by turning their hearts to stone, as warped as this is.
Beneath the white fire of the moon, love's wings are broken all too soon. We're dreamers in castles made of sand. The road to Eden's overgrown. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a stone?
In other words, the road to Eden is so overgrown with weeds that it's better to take a different road. The yellow brick road, perhaps. The one that ends with the wizard?
I am Oz, the great and powerful.
Just look at the headlines for meaning, and maybe the moon. The occultists long for the moon because they connect it to Thoth, and their desire for immortality on their terms. We will have more on this. We'll leave the water lyrics for a later time when we discuss spell casting. But note again with the water lyrics. There's a big crowd at the crazy house where everyone is trying on the shoes of the Joker to be seen, to be a celebrity, a star, and that is the path to Satan's godhood here.
Hi, diddly ding, an actor's life for me. A high silk hat and a silver cane, a watch of gold with a diamond chain. Hi, diddly ding, an actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity, an actor's life for me.
Since that is not lasting beyond death, it's better to be a diamond, since they last forever. Do an internet search for memorial diamonds and see what you find. Ever wonder why the bodies of many sacrificed children are never found? Ever wonder why some royal families are literally dripping in diamonds? It's a form of mana in the occult. But if at least your mana is a diamond on the Sun King's crown, you can honestly say that your heart has been turned to stone, there to twinkle in stardom. Either way, note that Cinderella's castle has a foundation that is made of sand. So why do this? Why turn your heart to stone? Cher and lyricists Hill and Sinfield tell us that as well.
Mercy, mercy, wish your heart was a heart of stone.
Do you see it? With a heart of stone, you will be strong and protected. With a heart of stone, you'll belong to your occult family, only need what they determine you should need, and then you'll be well connected. This can't be mercy, mercy. It is ultimately a mockery of the heavenly concept of introspection, fasting, and spiritual communion, such as the Lord's 40-day fast in the wilderness. The major difference, of course, is that this step of discipline is forced upon the child, based in immaturity, and is not wanted by the child. Strength conditioning without free will is abuse, but it does create a new normal for the child's worldview. The purpose of this abuse is to teach the child to rely on its own internal resources and not on outside people, called strengthening the child. What it actually does is create a huge terror of abandonment within the child. When the adult or trainer returns to the room, the child is often found rocking itself or hugging itself in a corner, occasionally almost catatonic from fear. The trainer will then rescue the child, feed it, and give it something to drink, and bond with the child as their savior. The trainer will tell the child that the family told the trainer to rescue the child because the family loves him or her. The trainer will instill occult teachings at this point into the helpless, fearful, and almost insanely grateful child who has just been rescued from isolation. People are more willing to obey if they are told that they can take their suffocating mask, straitjacket off, and leave isolation in exchange for needing only what they are told to need. Incidentally, did you know that when Satanists gather and put on their masks, they stand 6 feet apart? The trainer will reinforce in the child over and over how much it needs the occult family, who just rescued it from the plague of death by starvation or abandonment. This will teach the very young toddler to associate comfort and security with bonding with its trainer, who may also be one of its parents, and being with family members.
Don't you want to get back to enjoying concerts, crowded sports events, movie theaters, Disneyland? All you have to do is obey.
Oh boy!
Gosh!
The occult is very aware of child development principles and has developed exercises like the above over hundreds of years of teaching very young children. If you can stand the tears, do an internet search on the life of Caspar Hauser of Bulgaria, an Illuminati test subject, to understand what this can be like. These satanic principles work equally well on a society. But you are probably well ahead of us now, having personally experienced these concepts for yourself over nearly 2 years of being locked down. Human beings are social creatures. We get our news, our opinions, our heritage, and much of our belief systems from our peers. When we are isolated, muzzled, or in extensive lockdowns, We tend to lean on government leaders and broadcast news to form our worldviews and rescue us. We are forced to create mythos in isolation. Our Creator has said that it is not good for man or woman to be alone. As an example of this in society, Australia's Guardian newspaper reported over the recent lockdown, everyone became withdrawn. Even after restrictions ended, one man said of his experience following Australia's pandemic lockdowns, "No one wants to hang out anymore. It feels like life and society have permanently changed." New research has found that lockdown loneliness has, for many people, lingered. Even though most restrictions have been lifted, social networks that were disrupted by the pandemic lockdown haven't been stitched back together in the same way. Experts warn that loneliness increases the chance of poor health outcomes, from early death to anxiety, depression, and even dementia. For those who felt lonely at least some of the time, about 48% felt lonely in lockdown, while 41% felt lonely after lockdown, the Australians reported. The data found that men, people with strong ties, and those in relationships were more likely to rebound better after the lockdown, while people on low incomes, women, and people with disabilities were less likely to recover as swiftly. The study's co-author said it was possible that men transitioned better out of lockdown because they were more likely to swiftly resume their activities, whereas women may not have been able to resume meaningful connections as quickly. But since it is impossible for millennials to define what a woman or a man is anymore, none of this matters anyway. But people on low incomes did suffer more, it was reported. I would assume that those who self-identify as cats had an easier time than those who self-identify as sires or bitches. But even cats get lonely sometimes. The study also found increased digital interaction, such as through video conferencing, was not a panacea for diminished physical interaction in the post-pandemic world. In other words, it didn't really help. Suicide-related ambulance calls rose by more than 50% during Australia's lockdown. Others talked about the anxiety of not having a partner or an existing group of friends and the worry of trying to form new relationships, while still others talked about their job loss and the impact that had on other human interactions. Some home-based family relationships were strengthened, while new romantic partnerships were thwarted. Life was interrupted in different ways for different people. It was noted that loneliness doesn't come from a lack of relationships, but from a lack of quality relationships. People can be in a crowded room and interact with each other and still be lonely. But the satanic-controlled national media and the Luciferian-controlled internet fact-checkers say that none of this is true. It's more important to follow the constantly changing science as dictated to us by the children of former Italian and German Nazis. So look the other way, you have nothing to worry about. Watch that next singing award show or viral cat, need that stardom, and try to escape your provincial life.
There must be more than this provincial life.
Back through the water curtain. Now, it's true that the occult will say that all of this is done to make one strong. But they always lie. Without being allowed need, humans become desperate for need and will thus accept another's need as their own if that is the only choice they have. They can later snap in anger, but the sheeples will be told that the problem are the guns, while their Judas goat leaders march them along in a line. We will have more on all of this, because love's wings are broken all too soon, and too many of us never learn. And then we hurt together, and we hurt alone. Aren't you glad that your heart isn't made of stone? On the great day of judgment, when your heart is weighed in the balance, you will be glad that it is not. Give your love away to others. You will discover that both you and they need it. Fair use claim. We are claiming fair use for the items in this podcast in which we do not own the copyright. United States law allows us to use items copyrighted by others in this podcast without their permission in the manner that we have under fair use. American courts have ruled that using another's copyrighted items in this manner is crucial when commenting and illustrating subject matter. Otherwise, news and commentary in the public discourse would be hindered, which is a violation of our constitutional rights, including our freedom of speech and freedom of the press, etc. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Masters Mayhan will return.